Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, at a familiar passage in verses 13 and more familiarly, verse number 14, where the Lord said, "If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." 2 Chronicles 7, 13 and 14. I want to look this week not so much at the cause of the current situation that we find ourselves in America, but rather the cure. Now, the Bible says that there would be righteous indignation that God would show forth upon his people. He said in verse 13, "If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain." You know, you hear a lot about climate change, and a lot of people are blaming a lot of different things. But has it ever occurred to anyone that God has judged nations in the past through drought? I mean, many times God withheld the rain. And all the science, all the meteorologists could do is study the existing weather, but they've never been able to do anything to change the weather. But my friend, it's heaven that changes the weather. Back during the big droughts in Georgia, when the governor called on a prayer meeting on the steps of the Capitol building, some people mocked and scoffed and said that was a mixture of the separation of church and state, and they pitched all kind of fit. But what they didn't tell you was that it rained. It rained. So what I'm saying is that the Lord said if he shut up heaven, that there be no rain. That if he shut it up, a time of drought. You know, I believe that America's in a time of physical drought. At least the Southeast is. We're certainly in a time of emotional drought. You know, nothing moves people anymore. We can't cry at something that's good or something that's bad. We've seen so much, heard so much, been through so much. Nothing moves us anymore. I mean, we're dry when it comes to emotionally, and Lord knows how dry we are spiritually. And there certainly has been a judgment upon our country in the way of drought. And we believe it's God's righteous indignation. He said, if I shut up the heavens, and matter of fact, we referenced that one chapter back. He says, if I shut up the heavens and there be no rain because they have sinned against thee. That's exactly what the problem is and the cause is. And so if God sends his righteous indignation through the judgment of drought, or whether God sends his righteous indignation through the judgment of devouring, the Bible says, or if I command the locust to devour the land. Now, we don't have too much trouble with locusts in this part of the country or in these days. And yet, the other day I was watching one of the financial channels, and I heard a financial analyst use the term, folks, 401ks are being devoured daily in the market. I thought it interesting that he would use that term because it's a Bible term that God used, devoured, a devour the land. My friend, there is certainly a judgment through devouring that's going on. And the things that people have worked a lifetime for are being devoured before their very eyes. And seemingly there's little or nothing that we can do about it. And then the Bible says, or if I send pestilence among my people. The word pestilence here carries with it the eyes of disease. Just this week, heard of a man who has MRSA. MRSA is a disease, it's a virus, or it's actually a bacteria that is resistant to antibiotics. And for no reason, his leg swelled to the size of a watermelon, and he's in the hospital. His leg is split, and they're draining it. And, very, very serious, life-threatening condition. Super bugs and viruses and things, STDs and all these other things, the AIDS virus, and all these other diseases that are upon us. And the Bible teaches that these things were a consequence of the people of God sinning. Well, not so much talking about the cause, but the cure, if my people, which are called by my name, if my people. Father, I pray that you would help your people to humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways that you might heal our land in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.